Hi, everybody, and welcome once again to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Today we're on day two of our article all about the venom hunters. Now, a lot of people are scared of snakes. They think they look scary. They're scared of the poison or the venom that they can inject into you if they bite you. But a lot of people might not know that we actually need that venom to cure a lot of things. For one thing, we need it to cure snake bites.
That's right.
If you get injected with venom, you need venom to cure you. But there's also, what, cancer?
Yeah, and blindness.
Blindness.
So scientists can use chemicals and things they get from the snake venom to treat other important diseases like cancer, which of course kills millions of people, unlike the hundreds of thousands of people who might be killed by snakes. But the problem is there is a worldwide all-time shortage of snake venom. They don't have a lot in the hospitals and scientific labs where the research needs to be done. So it requires brave men and their brave crews to go out and find the snakes, collect the venom from these wild, dangerous snakes so the scientists can use it. Brave men like Tim Fitzer.
That's right. He is one of the venom hunters featured on the show, and we're going to learn all about what he does and how he does it today on the program. Let's go ahead and read through the article right now.
Reading.
Venom hunters. Tim Fitzer goes by the name of the Wild Man for a good reason. He's truly wild. Fitzer has been bitten by venomous snakes 5 times. Fitzer's main job is stuffing dead animals. But now he's trying to turn snake hunting into a full-time job. Fitzer takes his employees, Kevin and Hannah, out on their first hunt together. They have received an order from a local lab for venom from the western diamondback rattlesnake. To keep the lab as a client, Fitzer and his team need to deliver. The crew arrives at a ranch to look for snakes. The hunting is slow at first until they come to a large metal pipe. Inside, they find numerous rats. Then, Tim hears a rattling sound. He spots a rattlesnake and catches it with his tools. The crew works together to get the snake in a bag. They've succeeded with their first catch, but danger waits for the venom hunters at every turn.
Tim Fitzer, our article says today, goes by the name of the Wild Man.
The Wild
the
Man.
The Wild Man.
Ooh.
And it says, for a good reason, he's truly wild. Okay,
well,
that makes sense.
He's really? He's
wild? He's, well, he,
like
first
a
of all,
wild animal?
He
like,
goes by the name of, if you go by the name of, it means that's what people call you.
Oh,
or that's,
so it's not because he lives in the woods and wears no clothes and, you know, hunts everything he eats with his own hands and teeth.
Here, it kind of means, I think, you're a little bit crazy.
Oh, okay.
You do things that perhaps normal people would not do.
Well, okay.
Like go looking for poisonous snakes and picking them up with your bare hands.
Mm-hmm.
You have
mm-hmm.
to be a little bit wild
a little
and crazy
wild,
to do
crazy.
That.
That's right, a little unusual.
So that's why they call him the Wild Man, the crazy guy who goes out looking for snakes to capture.
That's right. Yeah, so we're talking about an animal. A wild animal doesn't live around people. Your cat, your dog, your chicken or pig on a farm, those are not wild animals. The bears that live in the mountains. Not the bears that live in a zoo, maybe, but the ones that live in a mountain. That's a wild animal. But yeah, a person who's wild, they're a little crazy, unusual, maybe a little bit brave. They do some, you know, very strange and surprising things, kind of like collecting snakes for science. That's a little wild and crazy. It says, Fitzer has been bitten by venomous snakes 5 times. times.
Ouch.
How many times have you been bitten by a venomous snake?
By a venomous snake? Mm-hmm. Never. By non-venomous snakes, once or twice.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I used to go catch harmless snakes.
Ah, little grass snakes or
garter snakes.
Garter snakes.
When
yeah.
I was a kid.
They're like this big.
And those things, they can bite you.
They can.
And it hurts a little bit.
A little bit.
But no venom.
No. Not very dangerous. But a venomous snake has poison. So things like rattlesnakes or vipers or asps.
Yes.
Or things like that. These are dangerous snakes, and wow, that could really do damage to your body, but I guess he's okay.
Yeah, five times, and he's managed to walk away from it. Now, it says Fitzer's main job is stuffing dead animals. Okay, so you know how sometimes you go to a hunter's home or something, and there's all these animal heads or bodies, dead animals that are around, that they have been stuffed.
Ah.
They have had all their organs and the things inside them taken out and replaced by something that won't rot or decay. A person who does this is actually called a taxidermist. That's a person who stuffs dead animals, and that's his main job. So that's what he does most of the time. That's how he earns most of his living or his money. But now he's trying to turn snake hunting into a full-time job. So this is what he wants to do all the time. If you have a full-time job, that's the job that you're doing, like from 9 to 5.
Your main job where you
40 hours a week.
Where you make most of your money.
Yeah, so he's stuffing dead animals most of the time now, but he wants to kind of move into the venom hunting business.
Okay, interesting. Well, Fitzer, it says, takes his employees, Kevin and Hannah, out on their first hunt together. Yesterday we learned that word crew, which is sort of the team of workers that you will use or you will be a part of to do your job. Well, his crew is a crew of two people, Kevin and Hannah, and they go out on their first hunt together. So I guess they're kind of new to this business. But we know that they work for Tim Fitzer because they are his employees. If you're an employee, it just means you're a worker for a company. Maybe it's a small company, maybe it's a big company, maybe it's a little store, maybe it's a huge factory, but that's your job. You go to work there, you get paid there, but you're not the boss. You're one of the workers who is hired by the bosses to work there.
Yeah, I wonder what that job advertisement looked like. You know, must love outdoors and reptiles.
That's right. Do you like snakes?
Do you like snakes?
Do you not care about being poisoned?
Do you not mind getting venom
in
your body?
Yeah.
Then we could have job for you.
That's right. Call us.
Well, it says they have received an order from a local lab for venom from the Western Diamondback Rattlesnake.
Wow, so these labs where they do scientific research just call them up like a pizza company.
Like
and
Food
say,
Panda.
Excuse me, we need a rattlesnake venom with extra cheese.
Yes, so they just phone in an order. This is a local lab.
Okay.
Local just means it's somewhere around you, like it's in your neighborhood or it's in your town.
So it's probably in Oklahoma.
It's probably in Oklahoma. It's not far away.
It's not in Europe or California Taiwan.
It's not in another state. It's just close to where they are.
Okay.
And they want something very specific. They don't just want any venom from any snake.
Nope.
They want a Western Diamondback Rattlesnake.
Got that? Write that down.
Okay,
that's
Diamondback. I think that refers to the pattern on the back of the snake. It's like the
diamond.
Shape of a diamond like this. It's usually on the head, I think. It's the pattern of colors. And a rattlesnakes are interesting because on their tail, they have a rattle. It's something that makes noise.
It's dry skin.
It's dry skin. It's got some things inside it that you shake it and it makes some noise. And the rattlesnake will make that noise to let you know that you're getting too close.
That's right.
It's a warning.
If you hear the rattle of a rattlesnake, stop moving immediately.
Yes.
Try to find out where it is and move away.
And get away
from that sound, because the rattlesnake is dangerous, but it's also very nice. It's giving you the chance to save yourself from its dangerous poison. But, of course, the venom hunters don't care about the rattle. In fact, that will help them find the snake. So they've got to go out and they've got to do this. This is their job, as it says. To keep the lab as a client, Fitzer and his team need to deliver. They need to be successful. They need to get the venom that the lab wants. Otherwise, The lab will probably call another snake hunting team. Lab, of course, as we said, is short for laboratory. It's a place where scientists will do research. They have, you know, chemicals and bottles and bubbling things and stuff like that. Lots of computers and machines. And a client is basically a customer, someone who goes to a business and pays for some kind of service. Generally, clients are for a service. So you don't really say, I'm a client of that 7-Eleven, but you could be a client of a dentist or a client of a lawyer or something like that. You're paying someone to do a job for you, and they need to deliver. To deliver is, well, to bring something, like the guy from the pizza restaurant will deliver the pizza to your house. But we can also use it more generally to say to be successful. All right, if you bring the pizza to the guy's house, you've done the job successfully. But if someone asks you to help them out with their homework and explain the math, and you do it, and you do it well, you are successful, wow, he really delivered. I didn't understand the homework. He explained, he delivered. You made me understand.
That's right. If you are describing somebody who is very reliable, mm-hmm. like they always do what they say they're going to do,
sure.
you can say they always deliver.
He always delivers.
They're a reliable person.
He does a good job.
So that's what they need to do. They need to deliver.
Mm.
They need to go get the venom of this Western diamondback rattlesnake.
Yes.
So the crew arrives at a ranch to look for snakes. So they're going to a ranch. A ranch is a place run by a farmer, and usually a place where they might have horses or cows or something, some sort of animal that they will raise there. And it's in Oklahoma and Texas and states like that. The ranches are usually very big.
Right. A lot of beef cattle's there.
Yeah.
Beef cows are grown
so they have
snakes.
So they have a lot of property, and there might be a lot of room for snakes to hide at, so they can go look for them. It says, though, the hunting is slow at first until they come to a large metal pipe. If you say that something is slow, it doesn't mean that it's moving slowly. It just means there's not much going on.
That's right.
There's not much happening.
Yes.
The hunting is slow just means they're not seeing any snakes,
That's probably right.
Or they're seeing very few. They're just not having much success until they come to a large metal pipe. Metal.
Okay.
Metal just means that it's made of some sort of like steel.
Iron,
something like that. It's very solid. And I guess inside a metal pipe, well, that'd be a nice place for a snake to hide.
Yeah.
Because they want to maybe get out of the sun.
Possibly.
And go somewhere nice and cool.
It's safe. They're protected in the pipe. And any animal like a mouse that crawls into the pipe, the snake can grab them. So, of course, they think that's a good place for the snake to hide. But when they look, it says inside they find numerous rats. Rats. Snakes love to eat small animals like frogs, mice, rats, things like that. So that's also a good sign. But then Tim hears a rattling sound. He hears the rattle of the rattlesnake's rattle. So we can use rattle as both a noun, like a baby has that rattle, but we can also use it as a verb. Wow, my car engine is making it's rattling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's making that kind of sound, that kind of sort of sound. So that's a sign that the rattlesnake is very close.
So he could be in there looking for a meal.
That's right.
And they want to capture this rattlesnake.
They have to be careful.
They have to be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
And it says he spots a rattlesnake and catches it with his tool.
Yay! To spot something is to see something,
yes.
Especially when it's something difficult to see. So, oh, there I see it behind that rock. You can just see the part of its back or something. So he's successful.
He's successful. He catches it with his tool. So I guess they're not just using their bare hands. They're
not
just trying to catch it like this.
Yeah.
They will have things that will keep the snake at a safe distance, perhaps, so they can pick it up and the snake will be a little bit of a distance away.
Right.
So they can't get bitten.
Maybe something to hold its head, because that's, of course, the dangerous part.
Tools are something like you use to complete a job. And it says the crew works together to get the snake in a bag.
I got the snake. Open the bag.
Usually they have one person holding up the snake, the other person holds open the bag, and they want to put it in the bag so that the snake can't see, the snake can't strike out with its fangs and bite anybody.
Yep.
That's the safest place for the snake.
Okay, and the bag is soft, so it won't damage the snake by, you know, bouncing around in their truck. So it all went very well, or as it says, they succeeded with their first catch. To succeed is to do something successfully, to do something and to reach your goal, basically. So, you know, if you were trying to get an A in your math test and you studied hard and you got the A, you succeeded. You did what you were trying to do. So they've succeeded with their first catch. But as it says, danger waits for the venom hunters at every turn. Ooh. Absolutely. Just because they did one job well doesn't mean they'll do every job well. And just because they did one job without anyone getting hurt, it doesn't mean that every job will go so well or they will be successful at every turn. At every turn basically means every time in every situation. It's our shortcut for you, so we'll check that out. Then we'll be back. Then it's our chat question. But first, at every turn. Let's find out more.
Shortcut for you.
Wow, you're really working hard.
Yes, I've got so many ideas for my story. I've got to find a way to fit them all in.
I see. What kind of ideas?
Well, the main characters will face a new monster at every turn.
You mean every time they go around a corner?
I didn't think about using corners. Maybe they can find a monster around the next corner.
But the phrase at every turn means that something bad happens every time you try to do something.
Oh, so at every turn means 每次总是.
You got it!
Well, it sounds like it will be an exciting story.
Yes, I've thought of at least 12 monsters so far.
Well, at least I know you're creative.
Mm-hmm.
For You Chat. All right, over the past couple of days, we've been talking about venom hunters who are in dangerous situations every time they go to work. Yes. They're dealing with venomous, poisonous, dangerous animals all the time. Now, we don't really have a lot of danger in our day-to-day lives.
Not usually. I try to avoid danger.
Except when you get on your scooter,
That's probably the most dangerous thing I do.
So what is the most dangerous situation you've ever been in, and what happened?
I drove my scooter through a typhoon.
Through a typhoon?
Yeah.
So, why?
Well, I was at home, and then I called work, and they said, yeah, work is still on. So I drove to work, and then about 20 minutes after I got to work, they said, work's canceled.
Oh,
go home.
Thank
you. So I had to drive all the way home. And the dangerous part was I was waiting at a red light. The police were there directing traffic. But just then the wind knocked down some power lines.
Ooh.
And they hit the ground and they were sparking and fizzling. And I had my feet in water. And the water was near the power lines.
Wow.
And I kind of thought, you know, this is a pretty dangerous situation that I'm in. If the electricity hits the water, I could get fried like a piece of bacon. So I actually drove past the policeman like, see you later, man, because I'm not staying here. I'll go over there. And I got home safely. My motorcycle stopped twice. But I made it home, so that was pretty dangerous.
That is a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
You guys can talk about your own dangerous situations that you've ever been in and what happened in those situations.
Mm-hmm.
We're out of time, so until the next edition of English for You, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
Be safe.
Venom Hunters. Tim Fitzer goes by the name of the Wild Man for a good reason. He's truly wild. Fitzer has been bitten by venomous snakes 5 times. Fitzer's main job is stuffing dead animals. But now he's trying to turn snake hunting into a full-time job. Fitzer takes his employees, Kevin and Hannah, out on their first hunt together. They have received an order from a local lab for venom from the western diamondback rattlesnake. To keep the lab as a client, Fitzer and his team need to deliver. The crew arrives at a ranch to look for snakes. The hunting is slow at first, until they come to a large metal pipe. Inside, they find numerous rats. Then, Tim hears a rattling sound. He spots a rattlesnake and catches it with his tools. The crew works together to get the snake in a bag. They've succeeded with their first catch, but danger waits for the venom hunters at every turn.
Vocabulary review.
Wild. The party became too wild when people started throwing food at each other. Employee. We have a new employee who is working in our sales department. Local. Lisa prefers to shop at local stores rather than buy things on the internet. Metal. I use cups and plates made of metal when I go camping because they won't break. Succeed. The golfer tried several times before he succeeded in putting the ball in the hole.